There were some acerbic and personal comments from the justices of the Supreme Court today as they heard an age discrimination case that could affect more than a million federal workers over the age of 40. At issue is this: to what extent does federal law allow the federal government to discriminate against its employees based on age? NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has more.
The law says that all personnel decisions made in the federal workforce, quote, shall be made free from age discrimination. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has long interpreted that to mean that if a federal worker can show that age was any factor in denying her a job or promotion, the worker is entitled to back pay or other remedies. But the Trump administration takes the position that the employee first must prove that age was the only factor in denying someone a job, promotion, or training opportunity, that but for her age, she would have gotten the job or promotion. Enter Dr. Norris Babb, a clinical pharmacist who has worked for the VA Medical Center in Bay Pines, Florida, for 16 years. In that time, she's qualified to practice disease management, seeing patients and prescribing medication without consulting a physician. But when she was in her late 40s, she says that she and other women over the age of 45 found that they were not getting newly classified advanced positions that paid more money. Instead, the women said those jobs went to people in their 30s, most of them men. On the steps of the Supreme Court today, Babb's lawyer, Roman Martinez, summarized what happened to Babb this way.
Dr. Babb was subjected to continuous systematic age discrimination on the job.
Inside the court chamber, Martinez got quite a grilling from Chief Justice John Roberts. Suppose the hiring official, who's younger, says, "Okay, boomer," just once to an applicant. Is that enough to be age discrimination? Martinez replied that one stray comment is not enough, if it in fact was just a stray comment. "Well, how do we know that?" persisted Roberts. "Your position is going to become just a regulation of speech in the workplace." "The statute," replied Martinez, "requires personnel actions free from age discrimination. So if the decision makers are sitting around the table and the boomer comment reflects one of the reasons for the hiring decision, that absolutely is enough to justify an age discrimination claim." The federal government, he said, apparently believes it's perfectly lawful for federal agencies to apply a younger is better or whiter is better hiring policy to individuals who can't prove that age or race was the only factor in denying them a job, a promotion, or training opportunity. But the Trump administration's Solicitor General Noel Francisco maintained that under the federal law, there must be proof that age was the only reason, not just one of several reasons for such a denial. Why, he asked, would Congress have made an age discrimination claim easier to prove for the federal workforce than for state and local workers? Justice Ginsburg interjected that Congress has different concerns when legislating federal rules for state and local governments as opposed to legislating laws for the federal government itself. Justice Alito pointed to the text of the federal statute. If age was a factor in this case, said Alito, then there was discrimination based on age, and this was not a process free from age discrimination. Justice Breyer, who's 81, perhaps imagined himself looking for a promotion when he asked Francisco whether it would be age discrimination for a supervisor to say, "Well, I certainly don't want people who are over 82 doing this job." As for Dr. Babb, she still works for the VA and was at the court today.
"I am praying for justice in the case."
A decision is expected by late spring. I'm Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.